He's going to talk AI. So many interesting things. Monica Luckett. Monica, thanks for stopping by. And tell me specifically enough. You're talking AI, a bunch of different things regarding AI and your expertise. I'm really interested in learning.
Yes, well, you know, interestingly enough, I have my own YouTube channel called Alchemizing Energy, which focuses on stories from darkness to light. And what I did was I actually used AI for my intro, and I like noticed how easy it was to like kind of come up with these songs in like 5 minutes. So I actually ended up making an entire album. I'm actually a DJ and producer. So I used to produce songs in the 90s. In the 2000s, and you know, I've traveled around the country, the world, as a DJ, and I used to put out house music, electronic records, and stuff like that, out of Detroit. And so, so we've always been about technology anyway, with the whole techno music, you know, movement. So, when I found out that I could like type in a prompt and create a whole like and create a record in 5 minutes. It was right up my alley. So I actually have a release on Apple Music. It's on Apple Music and all platforms called Alchemizing Energy, From Darkness to Light.
Really? So you're just, what do you do? Who does the singing? You do the lyrics? Tell me.
All I did was write the lyrics, because when you use AI to write the lyrics, it's kind of corny.
Yeah, but how can AI do the other part? If you're not right,
it writes the music, and it sings the song.
And you make those changes after that as a writer from what you wrote.
I just write the lyrics. I just wrote the lyrics. That's all I did. And then it's about like kind of like tweaking with it to get the result that you want, because sometimes it'll hallucinate with this thing called hallucination, and it'll be saying words, making up words like that sounds like The Sims. So you have to if you write too long of a thing, you have to kind of do it in small. You have to master it to where you do it in small enough chunks to where it does not begin to hallucinate.
Oh boy!
So there's an art to it, and it literally is. I mean, it will literally hallucinate. Like,
oh my! Wow!
A person on acid, because. Actually, I even have this thing called Plasma Punk, where I tried. So I tried to create a whole project in AI. I tried to like do the music and then do the video in AI, and using Plasma Punk, I was able to like take the song, put it in AI, and I typed in from darkness to light, right? And the faces of these things look so horrified and so scary. And I wish I was on my computer so I could like share my screen and show it to you. It would be hilarious to show it to you.
Okay. So tell us the type of sources, how you did your whole music from beginning to end for musicians out there that want to use AI to create some music.
Well, so the actual platform is called Suno.ai. You can actually, you don't want to do the free one, and you want to be able to create your prompt. You don't want to just use the AI prompt, because it'll be like, you type in a subject and it'll be like, they are so cool, shining bright along the universe. It will be like some corny words. So you have to put some good words in there. If you're not a songwriter, I'm a songwriter, so I could easily write a song in 5 seconds. But if you're not a good songwriter, you probably can use ChatGPT and put in some lyrics, but you don't want to just use the lyrics out of Suno, because it'll be just
the most corny. So you're telling me the music sounds like a real person?
Yes. You won't be able to distinguish it. It sounds, you know, yeah.
Oh, wow. And are you charging for downloads of your music on Apple?
Yes.
Are you getting sales?
No. but I'm getting streams. I'm getting streams.
You're getting streams. That's pretty cool.
It's on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube Music. So
that's cool. And you, so that it's an interesting process. And you're still DJing?
Yes, I still DJ. I'm a content creator on YouTube. I do video. I do a lot of interviews, like discussing different subjects, including AI.
Yeah, it's amazing where AI is going. And I guess that's another thing, music, because then you can create your own music. Would YouTube ding you if you created AI music for your intro and outro of your show?
No. Actually, It didn't actually start dinging me until I actually got distribution. When I actually went to distribute it, the label just dinged me for play, for because once you upload the thing to the distribution company, then they control it. So, but when I first made the song and I uploaded it, it didn't ding me at all.
All right. Well, best place people can find information on you, Monica, and learn more about AI and check out your YouTube channel. Where's best place?
If you go to Alchemizing Energy, but if you do @ Alchemizing Energy on YouTube, DJ Genesis Detroit on Instagram, and TikTok, DJ Genesis Detroit. My daughter has kind of taken over my shorts on my YouTube page. She went viral, but if you actually go to the live streams, that's where a lot of the AI content is.
Awesome. Well, appreciate it. Thanks, Monica.
All right. Thanks.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.